In the Muscogee Creek Nation, a battle over press freedom is underway. Earlier this month, the nation's council voted to repeal the 2015 Free Press Act, which created an independent editorial board to protect Muscogee Media, the nation's newspaper, from any political influence. The decision was approved by the nation's principal chief. Now, tribal members are fighting the decision with a petition calling for a referendum on the ruling. Sterling Cosper is the former manager of Muscogee Media and resigned after the free press law was repealed. And he joins me now. Sterling, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So explain, what is the significance of this Free Press Act? Why was it so important for the community?
Well, one thing for folks to understand is it was a tribal department, a tribal entity, primarily funded by tribal funds. The reason it was put in place was there was no full-time outlet by citizens for citizens dedicated to reporting on the affairs of the government. So that had caused some problems, some mistrust in the community 3 years ago before that, when the law was initially passed and put in place. We were a full-time watchdog for the government. A lot of the people that supported the repeal and were involved this time around were actually involved in advocating for it when it got passed, when they had some problems with the current sitting administration. Unfortunately, here, years down the road, the only feedback we're getting as to the cause of the bill that was sprung on us past the same day that the legislation was introduced was that we were doing too much negative coverage.
So what was the process of the repeal, and who is overseeing Muscogee Media now?
Well, the process for the repeal is a general legislative process. I mean, you've got an executive and a legislative branch. It goes through a majority vote of the legislative branch and then on to the chief's desk for signature or veto. I will say what is abnormal is the fact that they did it all in a day. There is a process for emergency meetings. However, my understanding is, you know, I guess that brings up the question of what constitutes an emergency. Usually it goes through a committee, goes through a full vote of the council and on to the chief's desk. So in one day, this was introduced and he signed it that night, I understand. We were put under the Secretary of the Nation and Commerce, which from what I remember is an executive cabinet level position. I know he is under the chief from comments in the meeting. And so basically, that's basically like being put under the chief. So they're trying to say that nothing has changed, that they'll still adhere to journalism ethics. My point is, the second we were put under a member of the government, they'd already violated those ethics. So that can't be true inherently.
And we did reach out to the Muscogee Creek Nation Council and Executive Branch for a comment. We haven't heard back from them yet. We've also heard that the Society of Professional Journalists and the Native American Journalists Association have both condemned the repeal of this act. Where do you go from here? What happens now?
There's a citizen initiative petition. There is provisions in our Constitution that allow the citizens to enact or reject legislation. So they've filed that with the necessary 100 signatures to get that process going. We also have an attempt to reintroduce the bill. Amazingly enough, there was a 9-7 simple majority to get it on an agenda at the last minute at our last council regular session. They just fell a little shy of getting the 2/3 required vote because the speaker would not allow it on the agenda. And you're talking about the same gentleman that was the tie-breaking vote for the repeal. Some people were absent. I think some people are reconsidering their position. So hopefully that 9-7 also reflects a number of people that would vote in favor of putting the bill back in place.
Sterling Cosper is the former managing editor of Muscogee Media, and he resigned after the Free Press Act was repealed by the Muscogee Creek Nation government. Sterling, I wish you tons of luck, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the exposure to this issue.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.